U.S. Bishops Launch Day of Prayer to Overturn Roe and Casey. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 10, 2022. The U.S. Catholic bishops have declared Friday, May 13, as a day of prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in America. The bishops' May 10 statement notes that some abortion advocates are calling for nationwide demonstrations, disruptions of church services, and the personal intimidation of specific Supreme Court justices following the leak of the draft opinion in the U.S. Supreme Court case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. In the midst of current tensions, we invite Catholics around the country to join us in fasting and praying the Rosary on Friday, May 13, the memorial of Our Lady of Fatima, reads the statement, co-signed by Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, President of the Bishops' Conference, USCCB, and Baltimore Archbishop William Lurie, Chairman of the Bishops' Committee on Pro-Life Activities. Catholics are invited to pray Friday for five specific intentions related to the pro-life cause. The first intention is for our nation and the integrity of our judicial system, that all branches of government may be dedicated to seeking the common good and defending the dignity and rights of every person, from conception to natural death. The second intention explicitly asks for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey in the Supreme Court's final decision in Dobbs v. Jackson. Thirdly, Catholics are urged to pray for the conversion of the hearts and minds of those who advocate for abortion. The fourth prayer intention requests a new commitment to building an America where children are welcomed, cherished, and cared for, where mothers and fathers are encouraged and strengthened, and where marriage and the family are recognized and supported as the true foundations of a healthy and flourishing society. The fifth and final intention asks for the Virgin Mary's intercession and guidance in the Church's efforts to promote alternatives to abortion and to create a culture of life. Follow it, William Srom,